Welcome to this week's episode of the His Hill Podcast. My name is Kelly Daugherty, and I'm your host. You know, I was once spending time with a friend of mine who, in the midst of our conversation, felt the need to inform me that he was a humble man. You know, listen, friends, if you feel the need to convince others that you are humble, then you're not. If this statement offends you, then with love, I say, good. Because you need to be offended. And I say that because I've been there myself and frequently visit that place. See, I know that there are times in my life when I need to be reminded that I am a very prideful man. The passage I want us to look at this week is found in Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 11. And he began speaking a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they had been picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this man,' and then, in disgrace, you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, come, move up higher.' Then you will have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." We know that as believers in Christ Jesus, we are to be humble. But have you ever taken time to ponder, to think on what this means? What is humility? And why is it important for the believer to be humble? I randomly walked up to some of our students this morning and just asked them these questions. I put the mic in their face and asked them these questions, and just off the cuff, they answered them. So let's listen to their answers. Okay, give me a definition for humility.
Humility, it's humbling yourself down to expectations where you're not boasting about yourself or being proud or anything along those lines, and just not making yourself greater than you are.
Why do you think it's important for a believer to show humility?
Because we're called to be representations of Christ, and I think that Christ was super humble when he came down to earth, so I think we're just called to be like Christ and to represent him as we are.
Okay, thank you. All right, now give me a definition of humility.
Humility, I feel like that's kind of like the opposite of pride in a sense. I feel like it's not doing your own will, but doing the will of our Father in heaven.
And why do you think it's important for a Christian to show humility?
Because if we're not humble or have humility, we're just doing our own desires and fulfilling our own will. But if we have humility, we're doing the will of our Father and listening to what he has for us.
And do you find it difficult to be humble?
Yeah, I definitely find it hard to be humble at times because I have so many desires that I want to do in my life. But I have to humble myself and follow the will of the Lord and what he has for my life.
Okay, thank you. Give me a definition of humility.
Yeah, you know, like it was said before, it's kind of the opposite of pride, where it's like, you're just really bring yourself down to below, like the lowest, and just letting Christ rule over you.
Okay. And why do you think it's important for a Christian to show humility?
Yeah, I think it is important because it represents Christ. Because he came down and he came down humbly, and we are called to be like him, and And so I think, it's really important just to represent Christ in that way.
And do you find it difficult to be humble?
Yeah, definitely. In some aspects of life, it's definitely more difficult than others. I feel like, especially, when it's tough to fully abide in Him and pride can take over in that way. And so, definitely in some aspects of life, it's definitely tough to be humble at all times.
Thank you. Give me a definition of humility.
Putting yourself at the level that Christ did for us when He died.
Okay, and why do you think it's important for a Christian to show humility?
Because it's the ultimate example that Christ set for us, and He asks us to live and behave as He did.
Okay, and do you find it difficult to be humble?
Yeah, particularly just being a guy, I often find myself being prideful whenever I have accomplishments or do good in any sort of situation. So just whenever I struggle, it's just a matter of putting myself into a position where I put my eyes on Christ to act as He would act.
Okay, thank you. Give me your definition of humility.
Humility is, as C.S. Lewis puts it, it's not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking of yourself less. And so it's, I think, recognizing who God is and responding accordingly.
Okay. Why do you think it's important for a believer to show humility?
Because that is exactly what Jesus did when He took on the form of a human and came to earth. I think that was the ultimate demonstration of humility. And as Christians, we are to be Christ-like, and that is, a great example to follow, and that, it's a great way to witness.
Okay, and do you find it difficult to be humble?
Absolutely, yes.
And why do you think that is?
Because it's not in our nature. We want to be on top, and we don't like to have to submit and give someone else control. Yeah, so it's a constant struggle.
Okay. So what do you do about that?
That humility is something that can only come from the Lord. And so if you seek Him first and just ask Him in prayer, it says that, He gives generously. And so humility is nothing that could come from me. It's definitely of the Lord.
Okay, give me your definition of humility.
I think humility is being self, not self focused, and being more focused on others around you and what God has for you to do or not to do, instead of trying to push your own agenda.
Okay, and why do you think it's important for a Christian to show humility?
I think because it mirrors Christ and His humility when He was here on earth and how selfless He was. And as Christians in this world, we should be representing Him as well. So in order to do that well, we should be humble and just selfless in what we do.
Okay, and do you struggle with humility?
Yes, I do.
What do you do about that?
I think going back in prayer and realizing that I will mess up and not beating myself up about it, but realizing that I will slip on occasion, and that God is sufficient, and I need to just go back to Him and not rely on myself to do it right the next time.
Okay, thank you. Give me your definition of humility.
I think humility is just a selfless act of love and obedience from the Lord. Not doing things from our self-like interest or self-focus, but acting in obedience to what the Word says and what the Scripture says.
Okay, and why is it important for a Christian to show humility?
It's important to show humility because it reflects Christ's attitude, especially as Christ, did die on the cross for us, and that was an ultimate act of humility. But it sets us apart and shows that we aren't of the world, that we're not doing things for our own focus, but for just simply love for others.
Okay, and do you struggle with humility?
For sure.
What do you do about that?
Definitely take it to the Lord and just recognize that my motives were off in that moment, and just, setting my motives in my heart and mind towards the Lord each moment. And it's just a daily death of I struggled in this, Lord, but help me in this moment. And it's can I can pray like 5 minutes every day of like, oh man, I need help every single day. Or sometimes it's not as often. It just really depends on the day.
Okay. Thank you. Give me your definition of humility.
Okay. Humility, I would say... being not self-centered and like not focusing inward, but focusing on Christ and putting others above you.
And why would you say, why do you think a believer should show humility?
I think instead of acting on ourselves, humility really shows Christ, and so then others can see the light in you and see Christ in you.
Okay, do you struggle with humility?
Yes.
And what do you do about that?
I try not to focus on what I can do to fix it, but on giving up my will and everything to Christ, because I think just living for Him will help you live humbly.
Okay, thank you. Give me your definition of humility.
Humility is realizing that you are nothing without Christ.
Why do you think it's important for a Christian to show humility?
I would say it's important to show humility as a Christian because it shows others around you that you're dependent upon Christ and that you need Christ, and that apart from Him that you can really do nothing.
Okay. Do you struggle with being humble?
All the time.
What do you do about that?
Pray about it. I ask every day that the Lord would teach me humility and continue to humble me.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
A.W. Tozer once wrote that a humble man is not a human mouse afflicted with a sense of his own inferiority. He has accepted God's estimate of his own life, and he knows he is weak and helpless as God declared him to be. But paradoxically, he knows at the same time he is in the sight of God of more importance than the angels. In himself, nothing. In God, everything. Again, verse 11 in our text says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." D.L. Moody once said that a man can counterfeit love, he can counterfeit faith, he can counterfeit hope, and all the other graces. But it is very difficult to counterfeit humility. Well, why should we be humble as believers? Well, Philippians 2, 3-5 lay it out for us. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, it is true of Christ. Humility is true of Christ. And if it's true of Him and He lives in us, then it must be true of us as we abide in Him. If it's really going to be His life in me and through me. It would appear that humility is not so much thinking poorly of yourself, but thinking more of others. It's not so much a lack of concentration on yourself, but more concentration on others. When Charlie McCall became the director here at His Hill, one of the first things he did was to go through the student manual. And while doing it, he started ripping pages out of it. And he told us as staff the reason he had done this is because he found that so many of the policies and so many of the rules that were in the manual were actually there for the convenience of the staff and not the benefit of the student. And it was called the student manual. You see, there were so many rules. It was so much easier for us as staff to go to the student and say, hey, listen, the rule says this. Or you have to do this because the rule says that. And to be detached from the student, which is the opposite of what we as staff are supposed to be about. So what he did is he told us, guys, when you see as staff something not right among the student body, I want you to go to them and walk with them in these issues. To disciple them. We are a discipleship ministry. And I've greatly appreciated that over the years. It's been a great challenge for me. Verses 27 and verse 33 as well in this same chapter, chapter 14 of Luke, tell us that the humble life is not a convenient life. In verse 27, Jesus says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." And then in verse 33, "So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions." And so we see that it's not convenient. It's actually costly to live humble. Martin Luther once said that a religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, and suffers nothing is worth nothing. Well, this all being the case, how's it possible to be humble if that's what we're supposed to be? Well, I think Jesus gives some insight with this as well back in verse 26 of chapter 14. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." You know, as we see this passage year after year, I tell our students that this verse isn't teaching that you should call your mother and tell her that you've learned this wonderful truth, "Mom, I hate you." No, that's not what Jesus is saying here, because we know that the Bible teaches that we're to love one another. So what is he saying? What does he mean here? I believe he's saying that your love for others should not compare, nor should they should it compete with your love for Christ. Your love for others should not compare nor compete with your love for Christ. So how does this verse help us understand how it would be possible to live humbly then? I think that's found in the opening phrase of the verse. "If anyone comes to me." For the believer, the reality of humility is realized as we participate in fellowship with Jesus. And the only way we can be in true fellowship with him, according to this verse, is by coming empty-handed. We don't come with any backup plan. And what I mean by that is that we don't have room for others to be our security. We don't draw identity from anyone else in our life, but we come to him alone. When you think about it, that's really what pride is all about. It's the attempt of making myself be seen by others in such a way that how they think of me provides me with what I think will give me satisfaction and identity. But humility is the opposite, right? Because it is that place that says my satisfaction and identity comes from Christ alone. Andrew Murray, in his book entitled Humility, says this: "Man's chief care, his highest virtue, and his only happiness, now and throughout eternity, is to present himself as an empty vessel in which God can dwell and manifest his power and goodness." So, do you live content with Jesus? Do you live in the truth that there is nothing and no one in your life that can truly bring you lasting peace? Are you living humbly before your God? Are you with Jesus today? Are you with him right now? Thanks for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to the His Hill podcast today. You've been listening to our host, Kelly Doherty. We hope that Kelly's devotional served as an encouragement to you and your walk with the Lord. If you would like to get in touch with Kelly, you can contact him by email at kelly@hishill.org. Remember to keep your eyes fixed on Christ. Jesus does all things well, and he will hold you fast. Thanks again for tuning in today. I'm Lizzie, and we'll see you next week.